Throughout the month of December, as a South Hills Church family, we've been talking about the gifts of Jesus. We've been walking through the Gospel of John, and we saw the last couple weeks the gifts that Jesus gives to us. He gives to us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He gives us the gift of family, that you can be a child of God because Jesus came, and he wants to give you that gift. You cannot earn it. And then last Sunday, we learned about the gift of peace, that whatever's going on in the world, that you can have peace in your heart. You can have a peace in a relationship with God. And tonight, culminating in this series of the gifts of Jesus, we're going to talk about the greatest gift ever. And I know that you are looking for that greatest gift that you could possibly ever receive. There's a memory moment that I have at different times in raising our kids where there was certain gifts that just had to be purchased that particular Christmas. Maybe you can go back to 1985 with me if you have been around long enough to remember 1985. And you know the gift that your kid had to get was a Cabbage Patch doll. I had no idea why. They don't look very cute. They're kind of weird looking. They're kind of ugly looking. But every kid in 1985 had to have a Cabbage Patch doll. They were waiting in lines. We were looking everywhere. This was before the internet, really. And so we're trying to find which store has a Cabbage Patch doll. And maybe you remember those. Maybe you still have your Cabbage Patch doll. I know they still sell them. So maybe that's what you're going to get tomorrow. There was a season where Beanie Babies were a hot item in 1995. Maybe you remember that. Maybe back in the 2000s, you remember you had to have an iPod 2002 or a Wii in 2006 or a Kindle in 2010. And so maybe you remember those moments in 2015 where you had to have the Frozen sing-along doll. Did you have that moment? Yes, all the men remember that moment, or that was on your list, I'm sure. Do you know the hot items for this year? Here's the hot items. If you didn't get these, I'm so sorry. But 2017, top item is what's called a fingerling. It's a baby monkey and very cute. And you're going to have to think about that on the day after Christmas to look for that. Or how about a Hatchimal? I have no idea why that would be valuable. But if you get a Hatchimal twin, that is so awesome, is what I've been told. And so we think about all these, wow, I got to have it. I got to have it. This will make my Christmas. I want to give you a scripture that's going to take you to another level. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says this, "Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift." So now I have the challenge as a pastor this evening to describe something that I can't describe. It's something that is beyond our comprehension, and yet we have a thankfulness in our heart tonight because we know that God has done something amazing for us. In fact, 700 years before the time of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah was about to describe the amazing gift that the Messiah would give, and that would be he would give his life for us. And in Isaiah 53, before he starts describing this amazing gift of God to save us, he says these words, "Who has believed our report?" In other words, what I'm about to tell you, the prophet Isaiah says, what I'm about to tell you is that no one's really going to believe this. It's going to be unbelievable. So tonight I want to present to you the greatest gift ever. It is inexpressible, indescribable, and unbelievable. And his name is Jesus. We started studying the Gospel of John a year ago. And for the last 12 months, we've been walking through the book of John. We've got through the first 14 chapters, by the way, but I want to tell you what we have learned. I want to remind you what we've talked about, what we've heard from God's Word. In John chapter 1, we learn that God is coming in the flesh. In John chapter 2, we learn that he was a strong leader, able to cleanse the temple. In chapter 3, we realized he's God's only son. Chapter 4, he is one who will give grace to the unworthy. Chapter 5, we learned that he will share the very words of God. Chapter 6, he would be the bread of life for us. Chapter 7, the giver of living water. Chapter 8, ready to forgive the unworthy, the sinner. And number 9, we learned about his power to heal. Chapter 10, we learned that he was a good shepherd, ready to lay down his life for the sheep. Chapter 11, we saw him rise Lazarus from the dead. Chapter 12, we see him coming as the promised king into Jerusalem. Chapter 13, we see him washing the feet of the disciples, a humble servant. And chapter 14, we hear these words, "I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. No one goes to the Father except through me." 14 chapters describing the one that we are here tonight to think about, and it is all about Jesus. Now, there are three words I want you to think about tonight that will describe this indescribable gift. And I hope you can remember these three words. And you think about your relationship with God, you're going to think about these three words. What makes Jesus the greatest gift ever? The first word I want you to think about is that it's a very precious gift. A gift becomes very valuable when you understand what's behind it and you understand indeed the cost of that gift. There was a moment when I was about 7, 8 years old, and I remember this Christmas, and I wanted to do something for my older sister, Leslie. She was 8 plus years older than me. And so I went to the local five and dime store. They didn't have a dollar store in those days. And I spent 99 cents on a necklace that was the cheap costume jewelry. You can imagine what it looked like. Can you imagine the teenage older sister of mine opening that present on Christmas? And because of the cheapness of it, you could see that the value wasn't very high on her list. She wasn't going to wear that necklace, I'm sure, anywhere. And when you see the value of a gift and you see maybe what's behind a gift, maybe you're going to see how precious this gift is, this one called Jesus, because listen to the words you maybe have heard many times. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son." You see, Christmas is a story of one who gave a precious gift. The Father in heaven giving his Son. God with us is the precious gift, but not just God with us. We have God's Son given to us is the greatest gift ever. That God's only Son given to die for us is the greatest gift ever. And when you see the giving Father giving his Son not only to come to this earth, but to give his life for us, you understand this is a very precious gift. Romans 8:32 says these words, "He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all." So he had a decision, as God, the sovereign God, can decide whatever he wants to decide, and he decided to not spare his own Son, but to give him up for us. All. That is a very precious gift. For Christ followers, if you have been a follower of Jesus for any length of time, you know that you cannot really come to the season of Christmas without linking it to the season of Easter. You cannot see Christmas standing by itself, because Christmas and Easter are these twins in the Bible that come together as a package. Someone described it like this. With Christmas, Seahawk fans are very happy this evening. Amen to the undeserving, I think. But in Christmas, you see the opening kickoff. You know, big, huge splash, awesome, game is started. But with Easter, you get the winning touchdown. With Christmas, you get the opening bell. But in Easter, you get the knockout punch. With Christmas, you get the starting gun at the race. But at Easter, you get the finish line and the breaking of the tape. And with Christmas, you get the opening ceremonies, the victory anticipated. But with Easter, you get the closing ceremonies, and victory has been won. For we as Christ followers, we see the preciousness of the gift of Jesus. Mark Batterson said it like this, "God Most High has become God Most Not." First word I want you to remember, why Jesus is the greatest gift ever? Because it was a precious gift. The second word I want you to think about tonight is that it's a perfect gift. For a gift to be perfectly matched to the need and perfectly matched to the person and perfectly given becomes an amazing gift moment. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above." So God knows how to give perfect gifts. He knows how to give good gifts. In fact, if anything good has happened in your life, you need to realize that God is the source of that. He is the giver of good gifts. And the greatest gift that we can receive from him, Romans 3:24 says, "are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." You see, the perfect gift that you need, though you might not have recognized it yet in your life, but the perfect gift that you need is to have a reconciliation or a restoration of your relationship with God. That God has created you to be in fellowship with him. And the Bible tells us that sin has damaged that, has broken that, has created a corruption in our heart that it doesn't please God, and therefore we are separated from Him. And so He has a solution, and that is forgiveness through His Son, Jesus. This perfect gift is perfect. Number one, because it is timely. I'm telling you, when you need something, when you need a pair of gloves and it's freezing outside and your friend says, I got a pair and it's just right your size, it's exactly what you needed. Now, if they offered you gloves in July, you probably didn't care. But you cared maybe today if somebody was helping you out. It was a perfect gift because it was just what you needed at the right time. The Bible says, Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman. God had it sovereignly figured out which time and place and moment did our world have the most opportunity to receive this one where He could get the gospel out to the entire world. This is a perfect gift because it's timely. The second reason why it's a perfect gift is because it's a perfect fit. Have you ever received a sweater that too large, too small, taking it back? Or whatever other item. You're going to have that moment tomorrow, and you're going to go, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this. I think it's the wrong size. And you have, I believe, a place that God has created in your heart, in your life, in your soul, that is perfectly designed for a relationship with God. Romans 3:23 says, all of us have sinned, we've fallen short of God's glory. So God wanted us to have a glory moment with Him, but sin has separated us from that glory with Him. And then it says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you want to find a perfect fit for your heart right now, for your brokenness, for your sorrow, for your grief, for your sadness, for your sin, the perfect fit is Jesus coming and giving you the free gift, a free gift of eternal life, because He loves you so very much. Now, so often at church, and maybe as you came tonight, there's so much things happening, you're taking it all in. We have learned tonight that Jesus is the greatest gift ever. We've learned it because it is a precious gift, and it is a perfect gift. So I shared that I was going to give you three words that would describe Christmas, this greatest gift ever. The first word is, you guys were not listening very well, okay. The first gift is that it's precious, very precious. The second descriptive word is that it's a perfect gift. And the third word I want you to understand is that it's a personal gift. There's a story in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, where Jesus is talking to a woman who has had all kinds of problems with people, relationships. And Jesus says these words to her that I believe He would say to us as well tonight. If you knew the gift of God, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. If you had known the gift of God was for you, would you not have asked Him for that gift? Now imagine with me that you set up for Christmas, you got the Christmas tree, and there's a friend that comes and they give you a gift. And you put it under the tree and you know it's for you. And then Christmas comes and Christmas goes, and then you put away the tree and you put away the gift. And year after year, this is your routine as a family, you put out the tree and you put out the gift. And somewhere along the line, maybe one of your kids really got smart in school and they said, how can we never open that gift? And I wonder if God is saying that to you tonight. Christmas after Christmas, how come you haven't opened the gift? It's for you. Now, when you get a gift that you don't really want, tomorrow it might be a possibility that somebody gives you a gift that you really don't want, you have learned over the years, as I have, that there's certain phrases you can say. Somehow get yourself through that tension moment. Here's the one that I like the best. What a gift. Isn't that a great answer? It is so noncommittal about what you're really thinking. Or how about this one? You shouldn't have. And I really mean you shouldn't have, okay? Or this sounds very humble. I feel so unworthy. I like that one. Or I have just the right place for this. And we laugh, and it's so true, isn't it? But this gift is precious and it's perfect. It is personal. It's for you. So why haven't you opened it? Maybe you're not really sure what that looks like. What it looks like is similar to what we sang. It fall on your knees is what it looks like. What it looks like is opening up your heart. What it looks like is saying, I am done doing it my own way and I'm ready to trust in you. So you have brought a gift for Jesus' birthday. Maybe you didn't realize, but it's your heart and your life. And we have indeed an opportunity to give him a gift tonight. This present has been sitting in the lobby all month. Many of you wrote your name on this box. Many of you wrote a friend's name on this box. This gift is the greatest gift ever, and it's for you tonight. Father in heaven, I see the reminder tonight of a very precious gift. You loved us so much, you gave us your Son. You did not spare your own Son, but gave him up for us. I see the perfect gift that I need more than anything in this world is the forgiveness and a relationship with you. And I thank you that you didn't just throw this out of heaven and say, whoever wants it, but you actually personalized it and said it was for me. And so in this night, I bow before you. I give you what you want more than anything. I give you my heart and my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that indescribable gift. In your name I pray. Amen.